Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, 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 let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Rollout. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
How y'all feeling, baby? Yeah, how you feeling, dog?
I'm straight. I'm just tired, dog. I'm extra tired.
I'm watched for real, dog. Cause that driving out yesterday was too long, bro. Too long. Next year I'm gonna like start drinking at like 1.
That's what time I started drinking. But you guys, so we had the party yesterday at Central Cigar in St. Pete. We did our first Big Three Roll Up signing day party, and it was pretty much everything that I expected. Right?
Yeah, man. It was a blast, man. Everybody fucking was there for a good time, dog, and everybody hung out, man. The liquor was pouring, man. That shit was up, man. Annie was buying the whole place shots. Tequila. I thought it was a bad idea from the start.
Annie bought the whole bar 2 rounds of tequila shots, and that pretty much set it off right there.
Yeah.
And then that led to the peak of the party, which was probably about 4:30, 5 p.m. when Kev drank that Crowder cocktail.
Bro, who the fuck's idea was that shit, bro?
TJ. TJ's idea.
I can't be doing shit like that, man.
He was producing. He was producing.
I said, there's no way. I told TJ, I said, there's no way he's going to do this shit. TJ said, he's going to do it.
And I don't know how. Tried it. Kev, I don't know how you're tired, bro. You slept on my couch till 11 a.m. Like, bro, how are you tired?
I just am, dog. The whole drive home, bro. I was like, man, I'm going to just stop halfway and get a hotel room. Because
Kev, we got back to my place at about 10:30. You were probably passed out by 11, and you literally slept on the couch till 11 a.m. You and I went and got lunch at noon.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
That's
a full ass. Like, you died.
Right.
Yeah, bitch, that's what I'm going to do now, too. As soon as we get off this bitch, I'm in bed right now, bro. I'm in the bed.
Bro, I woke up yesterday morning at 5 a.m. I was out of the house by 5:40 a.m. I didn't get back home last night to 12:30. I had to be back up for work at 5.
God damn.
Yeah, see,
I'm tired as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I don't really drink like that shit anymore like I did yesterday, bro. So this shit's... And I was chain smoking.
Kev, come on. You're talking about...
I don't drink like that.
Since
normally.
When? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
Nah, just during football season, man. So,
bro, you went to Ebor like 2 weeks ago.
When was the Super Bowl? Yeah, it was after a fucking... That was during a playoff game. Bro, there's occasions, bro.
So how did the Crowder cocktail taste, bro? How was it?
It tasted like I was about to throw up.
I think
we all thought you were going to throw up.
No, have you ever...
I think you throw it up and then swallowed that shit.
Have you ever known, like, you were about to throw up and, like, your mouth starts watering?
Yeah.
You just got to, like, take a couple deep breaths and shit and to, like, regroup? Yeah, that was me, bro. I had to, like, regroup.
But you were kind of excited to take it. Like, you were ready for
it. No, he wasn't.
No, I don't think that's how it went down.
Kev asking me where his Big Three Roll-Up hat was because he wore his Marlins hat. The whole way home, he kept on asking me where his hat was, and he was wearing 2 of them on his head. And I kept telling him that it's on his head, and he just would go, oh.
Yo, right before we were about to leave, Kev tried to say something, and the whole table was like, what?
When he was trying to explain, for some reason, the table wasn't having it. So he had to explain to our female waitress how – Lorenzo Lingard is a better running back than Cam Akers. And he says his thing, and she just looks at him, and she goes, is that English?
I told him that before I left. I said, bro, you speaking Spanish, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Speaking Spanish, bro.
So now that you're sober, Kev, do you really believe Lorenzo Lingard's a better running back right now than Cam Akers?
No, I don't think that, man. Did I say that?
You were trying to convince us all. So we had a good showing. It was pretty cool that Sean King came out. He's been a guest of the show. USF assistant coach Sean King came out and burned a few cigars with us and had some drinks. And he was there for the late session. For those of you that were at the event, I don't know what time did King show up. Probably about 7:30.
7:30, 8 maybe.
Yeah. No, I left at 8, so he showed up at 6.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It all kind of ran together after that Crowder cocktail, huh, Kev?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Oh, man. So, anyway, besides that, there was a signing day yesterday. And here's how things shook out. So, the final 247 composite ranking, the team rankings, have the big three, Miami at number 8, Florida State at 11, and Florida at a 14. Florida possibly could move up a few spots to Dorian Gerald, the JUCO defense.
I don't think they're going to take them. They're not going to take no more. I don't think so.
But regardless, that's not going to put them past Florida State. I mean, that's got to be a shocker to you. So
that's a shocker, man. State, I mean, in the grand
to see
scheme,
Florida State in their baggy suits at 11.
Y'all got some baggy suit players, bro.
Oh, here comes the spin. Y'all got some black. Get ready.
Y'all got some black and white players, bro. Like, y'all got some kids that is never going to touch the field. Like, the running back y'all got from Tennessee, he's a bum. He ain't going to do shit. The Chapman kid. I mean, we're denying Dorian Gerald, the number one defensive end in JUCO, and he's leaps and bounds better than Chapman. We just turning down kids that are not elite.
So y'all, I thought Willie Taggart had a really good signing day. To land, and basically what he did was bring in that whole group that final weekend and landed damn near everybody. I think there was one hit and one miss, one surprise hit and one surprise miss, which was James Foster to A&M, but they were able to flip Anthony Grant, somebody that nobody was really giving him much of a shot for. But hauling in Trayshawn Harrison, I think, was kind of the prize on signing day for that staff. They had him evaluated as the number one wide receiver on their board when they arrived at Florida State, and got him in on a final visit, his first trip ever to Florida State. And they got the 6'2", 190-pound wide receiver out of Seattle. And then they were also able to flip Jordan Young from Tennessee. He's the recruit everybody knows about that hit the scene late in mid-January, got offered by Tennessee, committed during his visit, and flipped his commitment 2 weeks later to Florida State. So I think that was a pretty big day for them. And Miami, once again, flounders down the stretch, stumbles to the finish. Kev, what say you?
No, we signed all of our class in December, bro. We just closers.
Who's your biggest miss, Kev?
Well,
that's star-wise. Like,
don't
like
say Patrick Surtain, because only in Miami world was that a mess.
No, I'm talking about like depth chart roster wise. You know what I'm saying? Like realistically.
Yeah, so like Briggs or
Jamarcus Chapman.
Gotcha. I don't even like Chapman that much, but
Miami needs almost the whole cycle.
Yeah, it was position of need.
Career
third
stringer, bro.
Yeah, it's a position of need, so that makes it hurt worse. But I mean, it's Jamarcus Chapman, bro. So I'd say Briggs, I guess. What about you, your biggest miss?
Because of need, I'm going to say Boykins. We needed another corner. I mean, Trey Dean's going to play corner and whatnot. We took a boatload last cycle, but we still needed one more.
You don't think Nicholas Petit-Frere is a bigger miss than Boykin?
No, not because of depth-wise, man. We took a boatload of linemen last year. We got plenty of the Lancey kid. The Noah dude that came out from JUCO, I think because MPF is not going to play for like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Regardless.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Star-wise,
yeah. I mean, that's a big bit. So he was a 5-star, but I think depth chart-wise, I think Boykins was a big miss.
But
who's going against Nebraska? You know what I'm saying? We lost to Nebraska, so. It wasn't
no, like you lost Boykin to Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Now, the other two big misses down the stretch, I thought, because you told me you felt real good about Caleb Tanner and Caleb Johnson.
Yeah, but that was, those are all predicated. Those kids are watching each other. Malik Langham's rated higher, so of course we got the higher rated kid. But Auburn, and who else was in the mix of there? I'm forgetting. And Bama. We're all watching those three kids pretty much. And once Langham called us and said that he was coming, he called Georgia and Auburn and said he wasn't coming. Oh, no, he called Bama and Auburn and said he wasn't coming. He called Florida and said he was coming. You seen the crystal ball for Caleb Johnson start rolling in for Auburn. So all those kids just watching each other. We weren't going to get one or two. I just think we had a chance at Malik till I text you. I was like, yo, we got a chance at this Malik kid. I heard we about to get him. But until then, I didn't think we had a shot. All this crystal, he was 100% crystal ball to Bama.
So you consider Boykin your biggest miss down the stretch?
I think so, because I think MPF, we was fighting an uphill battle, man. And I just don't think
you felt real good about that, though. I mean, based on your tweets, I thought you guys were going to finish with all these dudes.
What are my tweets? What tweets I said about MPF?
I could pull that one up real quick.
That was recent? No, you're not going to find anything recent. What you find? You're going to find vague shit. That's a fact. Even the stuff people retweeting is vague shit.
I mean, there was definitely a lot of confidence coming from that. These articles dropping on NPF to other
places. I didn't drop the articles, Berg. I didn't drop – you said my tweet.
I mean, on February 6th, you said, I should have kept my shit on my crystal ball on MPF, didn't take my own advice. So as of
February 6th, the day before signing day, you had a
good shot.
What?
You thought you had a good shot just then.
No. All of a sudden, I shouldn't have took it off because I it didn't make sense to. I was the first person to put one in on them. It ain't make sense for me to take it off. Right? I ain't going to get no points for this shit. But you ain't find no tweets that I was saying that we were going to get him. Nobody did it.
On January 23rd, been told y'all we good money with NPF. So you've been telling them.
We in it. I never said that
been we were telling y'all it. We good money with NPF.
Where are you reaching, Bird?
Oh, that's Lord.
The best tweet you found, bro. Like, you reaching.
Well, of the ones that aren't deleted, yeah.
I ain't delete those, no MPF tweets. Mm-hmm. Ain't got to. It wasn't nothing there. Even the whole cycle ain't a whole lot about MPF. But because it wasn't no information about, I mean, if MPF was a more open key, I probably have a lot of bullshit on the timeline about him, but he's just too quiet this cycle, right? Ain't really that much about him. But Bird, on your, that random kid that y'all got that's like, was a zero star that nobody else offered, you think that kid's going to play?
Keyshawn? No.
That none of them the type of takes I'm talking about, dog. Like,
yeah, but I mean, that didn't make a difference. Easily the, kept, that didn't make we could have kept the rankings.
We could have kept
State still, take him out. Take him out.
We could have still finishes Dunlap. Higher than. We could have kept three kids that's rated higher than guys that you like a lot bunch of guys. You got Curtis Dunlap.
Yeah, but they need out. But they do need him. I mean, they want 11. They want 11 wide receivers in the wide receiver room, and they have nine with him.
We push Dunlap out.
Right, but they need him.
We need linemen, but he's a bad take. It don't matter. That's just a body. You get preferred walk-ons for bodies. I'm saying we could have kept Jalen Williams, who's rated higher than that kid. We could have kept Gamage, who's rated higher than that kid. And we could have kept Dunlap, who's rated higher than that kid. He's been past y'all. If we just push kids out. We
right, but he fits teams. What Willie's doing. I mean, he's a speed guy. So if he's got a shot to get on the field, you're gonna err with speed. So we'll see. I mean, do I think he can play at Florida State? No, but even with or without him, I mean, Florida State still finishes 11. His take does not influence the fact that Florida State still finished above Florida.
My point is, we could have easily finished. We just didn't take some kids. That's all it was.
Yeah. So are you certain that Dan Mullen's going to finish above Willie Taggart with a whole cycle?
Yeah, I put bread on that.
Like well, all three of us think that we're gonna have number one class in 2019. I think.
Of course, you should.
Yeah,
but well, I don't know how big y'all class gonna be able to be, Bird.
Probably 22 to 25 is what I'm thinking. Yeah, we probably closer 30. To 25. And I still think Florida State will finish higher. But what happened with Miami finishing eighth, Kev? I mean, how do they fall free fall from number one to eight?
Bro, they haven't been number one for like
They were number
months.
One for a long time, though, Kev.
Yeah, finish bro.
Finish eight? I mean, you had a chance to really come with, like, a top three class and they finished
like,
eight.
I don't think they had no real shot at it. We knew everybody was going. They was almost full and barely in, like at 4 or 5.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. There's no way they're gonna finish top five.
USC took 18. They finished number 4. Clemson took 17 and finished number 6. Miami took 23 and finished behind Alabama, who took 19.
Listen, hey, listen. You're talking about Clemson and Alabama, bro.
And USC.
Yeah.
We finished behind them. Clemson got the two best players in the country, didn't they?
Kev, Penn State took 23 and Miami took 23. And Penn State finished 5 and Miami finished 8.
What do you want me to fucking tell you, bro?
I'm just saying it's got to be disappointing today. To be,
it's not disappointing. No, fuck no.
It's got to be.
It's not.
They knew where they was at. Like, yeah, I mean, even Miami, if they got Chapman, what did he jump to? You know what I'm saying?
Miami.
At the end of the day, what did they miss? That they held on to Nesta and they was already done.
Yeah,
Briggs and Nesta.
Miami prioritized the early signing day.
Right.
So and that's when they had a big day. What?
That's the same plan. I mean, that's probably the plan for everybody going forward.
That's got to be the plan, dog. That shit works out great, bitch.
What do you think about the American Heritage kids coming in for the final visit and then missing on Chatfield, Surtain, and Campbell? I mean, you had to think you were getting one of those guys, right?
Shit, I did. Well, I knew we weren't getting Chatfield. But I've been saying the whole cycle that I thought we were getting Tyson. And in the last couple of days, I talked myself into Pat. So,
yeah, you had a speech prepared. Are you ready to?
No, I'm gonna save it.
Had a whole speech.
Do it, bro.
To give it at the celebration.
No, I'm gonna save it.
Can you give us the first line of it?
No.
Feel like intro.
No, I don't got it. I gotta get it to my pocket.
So y'all give me your best crystal ball pick and your worst crystal ball pick.
I don't know. You should have gave me time to think about shit like that, bro. I got some pretty bad goddamn crystal ball picks, so I don't know.
Sure. Kev, what was yours?
I don't know. Yeah, you have to give me some time to think about that too. My worst was Fields to FSU.
Shit, my worst was Fields to Florida then. Shit.
I can't say my worst was Fields to FSU because Fields actually visited FSU 4 times. But my worst
Surtain.
Was my worst, which I put in a year ago today, was Surtain to FSU. And that guy did not visit FSU one time after I put in that crystal ball pick.
Why'd you put it in before you ever visited anyway?
It was more of a battle. Me and Shea Dixon on the LSU site had such a battle with Marvin Wilson down the stretch, and it was fun to compete. And I just thought him and I were going to be battling it down the stretch for Surtain a year later, and I was way off.
I want to do something this cycle with us and maybe a couple other guys become your buddies and shit, the writers and shit. We have a competition of crystal ball fucking the highest. Make it competitive where I ain't fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it competitive. Let's get a prize or some shit.
Maybe we should do 5 early crystal ball picks. Like all,
I'm not
like,
doing one. No time soon, bro.
No, I mean, sometime this spring, you know, we put in.
Yeah.
We all put in 5 picks, and those are the only 5 picks that we play on. And then we get maybe like 2 or 3 writers and then us 3.
Yeah.
And we do 5 way too early crystal ball picks on a couple big time names and compete for something.
Gotcha.
Yo, let's take a caller. Let's take a caller right now.
Let's go.
Yo, it's the big 3 roll up. Post signing day hangover. You got time?
Of course I got time. How we cleaned up yesterday, man. I should have all the time in the world.
You an FSU fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell them.
Man, everybody doubted Willie. Everybody had the memes. Everybody had the gifts. Everybody had the jokes.
Bro, Willie ain't do shit but take bombs.
Nah, Jamarcus Chapman was a huge get. Trayshawn Harrison, huge get. Jordan Young, huge get.
Where did Florida end up?
Stretch. Load more. I don't know.
Hey, we turning down kids rated higher than Chapman, bro. Just so you know.
Could you imagine the backlash if Jimbo would have landed a number 11 class?
If Jimbo would have took a kid with FAMU offers.
Yeah.
So how y'all are you doing?
Y'all hold
Jimbo getting backlash at Texas A&M?
But y'all treat you.
Listen, Willie Kev, kid here's what you're wrong about. Willie didn't land a number 11 class. He landed a number 11 class in 2 months. I mean, if he lands a number 11 class in 2019, hell yeah. I'll be the first to say that that's unacceptable. But Florida State is they are not going to land a number 11 class in 2019. I'll put my next paycheck on that with you.
Put your next paycheck on being rated higher than us. I'll put that on it.
No, I'm saying it won't be a number 11 class.
No, you say you wanted to be, you was that confident earlier. I bet you a paycheck on us being rated higher next cycle.
I got to see we comparing paychecks or just my paycheck.
No, your paycheck. I get bread, bird.
So man, hey, tell me what was the most exciting part of signing day for you?
The most exciting part, it was a couple parts really. It was when we got Treshawn Harrison. It's when Miami fell to number 8, and when I realized that Florida's not going to catch up to us. So it was kind of, you know, it was so many gifts in one day. It was a happy day.
Right. I feel you, man. I feel you. Sometimes the ones that talk the loudest on Twitter aren't always right. Just remember that going into next year. The loudest ones aren't always right. Sometimes you just got to let them talk themselves into a circle.
Hey, dog. Hey, I was right last cycle about McElwain getting a top 10 cycle and he's fired, a 10 class, and he's fired right now, bro.
That's right.
You ain't doing nothing impressive, man.
I understand.
First of all, like, McLamar, if we wanted him, he was ours. Berg know that shit. That's facts.
Hey,
exactly. We turned down kids.
It's all about how you play your hand.
Exactly. We turned down kids that y'all took. We didn't want them. That's the facts, Berg. We didn't want out of shape kids.
Listen, Florida State's not focused on Florida. They're behind. Florida State only finished 4 spots behind Miami.
Y'all got Malcolm Lamar because we didn't want him. Y'all didn't beat us for nobody head to
head. Willie Taggart took a 64 ranked class.
Exactly.
Turned it to number 11. Exactly. Finished.
So those who talk the lies on Twitter know facts behind the scenes that we had Malcolm Lamar, but we told him we good.
Finished 4 spots behind Miami.
That's what the lies on Twitter know, bro. Those the facts.
I mean, y'all had Tanner, y'all had Boykin, y'all had MPF, but, you know, look what they
ended up. Like I just said, but we wanted your fat lineman. He was ours. We just didn't want him.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, bud. Well, have a great day.
Control ain't working how you thought it was going to work, bro. Next time. Big 3 roll-up. What's on your mind, baby?
What's good, fellas?
Hanging over.
Kev, Silk, Bluebird, y'all there?
Yeah, we just hung over and tired, dog. What's on your mind, baby?
It's your boy, Ricky the Prince.
What's going on, baby? What's going on, dog? Hey, why you sound all crazy and shit at first, bro?
Chilling, man. I'm just on my way home now. I was at Dwayne Wade's house chilling, man. Just catching up and stuff like that.
What do you say?
You know what I'm saying?
What do you say? What Gabby doing?
No, she's chilling, man. She's happy to be out of that city, man. That dumpster city, man. So she's home now. Everybody's good. I had to make sure everybody was straight. I'm home now. How y'all boys feeling, man? National signing day's over with.
Tired, dog. I'm just
looking
tired,
good,
dog. I'm exhausted, bro.
Silk's exhausted. He's been trying to answer his mentions all day.
I haven't answered one.
I don't know if you saw Twitter, but I haven't answered one.
I'm good at this.
So I was trying to get to the event, dog, but my boss was hating. She didn't want to give me the day off, man.
It'd be like that shit sometimes, dog. Yo, who's your favorite recruit?
Next year, dog. Carpool with your boy, man. Pull up.
Who's my favorite recruit in the class?
Yeah.
I would say Ivy, bro. I say Ivy. Ivy's my favorite recruit.
Ivy's a fan favorite, I see.
Yeah, man. That boy's going to be good, man. He's going to be special, man.
No, Who's your biggest miss?
Call him Baby Artie. Baby Artie Burns. Yeah, Baby Artie. Baby Artie, man.
Who's your biggest miss?
This is what Drew calls him.
The biggest miss, I would say, the obvious, everybody's going to say Tyson or, you know, Surtain, but yeah, I would say Tyson is probably the biggest.
Those aren't misses.
Tyson was a legit miss, bro.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was a miss, bro.
He was
no
a miss.
Way. You got to be in the game to miss.
Tyson was in it for Tyson.
The whole time, bro.
They was in it for Tyson.
You can't sell me down that river. Anyway, okay, fine.
You know, hey, no, was, but no, hey, no, you know who I think is a big miss? You know who I think is a big miss? I think Asante was a big miss. I think Asante was a big miss, man.
Kev talked a lot of shit on that one. He was real confident Asante was flipping. I forgot about that.
That was a big miss, man. Like, the Canes fans that's crying about Rum need to shut the fuck up. They need to shut the fuck up, man. I'm sick of that shit. That shit's really pissing me off, dog.
Hey, Ricky, did you hear what Mark Rick's going to do with his 10th coach yet?
He heard.
Yeah, well, I think we hired Coach Patke. I think he's a linebackers coach now.
He made the wrong move.
What's the right move, Bird?
I think they should have named Coach Cool defensive line coach and then hired a 10th coach named defensive line recruiter.
you might be on to something, bro.
He might be. They should have got Cool some help.
Yeah, man.
Just let him coach.
I don't know what the hell Cool's
doing, bro. Let the 10th coach recruit the D line.
Man, Cool's fat ass ain't. He ain't doing no type of recruiting. He's like, whatever, just get me a body and I'll coach him up. That's his philosophy.
He almost didn't have a body. His job
can be so much easier if he just went after like good kids, like 4 and 5 star kids, and not like 2 star bodies or like
Dennis Briggs. How many times do you need Dennis Briggs to visit?
He's been visited about.
But to be honest with you, Bird, this not a spin on that. I always thought Briggs was gonna be a Seminole. I always did.
If he visits that many times, like, he never commits. You get that feeling.
I mean, there was like a streak of like 3 visits in a row, including he was like one of the only uncommitted targets at Paradise Camp. So they surrounded him.
I was like, bro, don't get it twisted. Briggs is really high on. He was high on FSU when Jimbo was there, and then, I mean, he really likes Tiger. You know, so you can say what you want about Tiger, but he's gonna get some guys. You know what I'm saying? And so Briggs was feeling him. So I was surprised about. Chapman. I thought we was gonna land Chapman, but I mean it is what it is. We need somebody out there who's gonna get some DTs in there because cool. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
So we gotta send out a tweet, bro, like he did running backs last year.
I mean, this was supposed to be Miami's most highly touted class in years, and Florida State finished 4 spots behind them.
I mean,
Berg, what are you saying?
Y'all ain't got no dogs on that shit, Berg.
I don't know what you're saying, though.
There's no dogs on that player shit. There's no marquee player on that fucking shit.
Bro. No.
Like, if y'all want to say that, that's fine, but that's not true. But
you guys flip some 3 stars from Tennessee and shit, and you guys are fucking waving your hands.
They held on to Asante Samuel. Anthony Lighton's a dog. Robert Cooper's pretty damn good. We all like Warren Thompson. Trayshawn Harrison's a dog. I mean, they got some pieces in there.
I'll give you Trayshawn out of that list and Asante, bro. Rest of that shit, dog.
I'm telling you.
I'm cool on the rest of that shit.
I don't know about the rest of that shit.
Hey, Anthony Lighton was one of the best defensive backs at Under Armour. Go read all the reports.
I feel you.
He made MVP almost every day of the event.
I'm good on that shit,
of the event.
I'm good on all that
man,
shit.
Bro. I don't know, man.
So it'll be fun.
We still gonna smash y'all ass, bro. We gonna beat y'all ass this year, bro. I'm just letting you know right now. We gonna beat that shit. We gonna beat that shit this year, bro.
Okay.
Are you coming to the game? Are you coming down?
I don't think Willie will ever beat Miami.
I don't know.
Willie's gonna be on the short leash, dog.
No, he's only gonna be there for 3 years, and they're not gonna beat us in the next 3 years.
Man, the amount of time you guys spend talking about Willie Taggart, I swear, it almost sounds like you're scared.
This dude was tweeting about a running back.
That shit's still not
the lyric was about fumbling. Like, what the fuck? What the hell you doing, bro? This nigga talking about a running back, but he's talking about fumbling. What the fuck?
I bet you Willie's a cool dude, man, but I don't fear him.
I'm sure he's cool.
He ain't done nothing impressive to me. I'm sorry.
You were real impressed with him when you thought
that shit inflated.
Hey, you were real impressed with him before Mullen was hired.
Nah.
Before McElwain was hired. We can pull some tweets. You want me to pull the deleted ones, too?
And see when they started, bro. Look, I got old tweets about what Taggart saying he's going to get fired at USL.
What about your original takes on Mullen?
Exactly. And another thing you're not gonna find, another thing you're not gonna find from me with the Willie Taggart shit is one X and O tweet. You're not gonna hear me say he's a good play caller, he's good X and O on the field. Only thing you're gonna hit see is
Gulf Coast offense, baby. Gulf Coast offense.
What the fuck is that? Gulf Coast.
What the hell is Gulf Coast? What does that mean, bro?
So how did Mullen go from trash to elite just by being hired by Florida?
Who said he was elite?
I mean, that's what I'm hearing now.
All
right. Basically, who said it?
Ricky, you got anything else, bro?
Nah, man, that's it. I appreciate the call, fellas.
Ricky, opinion, hey, did you see the Copeland thing? Was his mom for real?
Yeah.
Jacob Copeland's mom, or was that put on?
I'm starting to think that shit was a fucking show, bro. I don't know.
Me and Silk said it from the moment it happened. Yeah, that shit was a show.
Yeah, I'm starting to think
that shit is a show, bro. I mean,
it worked.
Real, dog.
Like, that's his final troll.
It worked.
That shit was on CNN, my nigga.
That nigga's been trolling since he was in the sixth grade, bro. Like, that shit kind of, I don't know, dog. She had on a in an Alabama shirt, like, what the hell? Like, I don't know, bro. This shit was weird. And she's Haitian, so she was definitely trolling.
You know, his whole family came out in other teams' gear, and when you saw Florida gear out there, you knew exactly what school he was committing to.
Yeah. It's obvious.
No, I said that to my homeboy. I was at work. I was like, bro, he's going to Florida, bro. He's going to Florida. Like,
because the sister, whoever behind him, had Tennessee gear on. The mom had the Bama. He had the Bama red and white on. Like, there was no way he was committing to any of those schools.
No guy like Copeland telegraphing their commit like that.
Right.
Yep.
And then, you know, I mean, we're talking about a guy that fired two directors to make his commit video the first go around. You know he planned this shit out.
Yeah, I told you, he calculated, bro.
It worked. This nigga made it on CNN, man. It worked.
Exactly. Final troll.
It was great.
Damn, dog.
We had a good time.
Before I go, Kev, man, that crowd cocktail, dog. Damn, bro.
Yeah, don't drink that, bro.
I'm going to try it, dog. I'm going to do it at the FSU game. I'm going to do it at the tailgate at the FSU game.
Kev, don't
now, do that. You're not going to enjoy that game, bro. Not going to enjoy that game. Just let him know.
Damn, dog. All right, fellas, man. Y'all boys take it easy, man.
All right, hold it down, fam.
Hey, Silk, man, holler at me, man. Let these people know, man, you taller than 5'6", bro. You taller than stop trying, you, bro. For all these
hey,
boys,
man. Let it stay short, man. They can't recognize me in public. They think
I got a question about that. All right, Ricky, thanks. Silk, what in the hell? Why was everybody talking about you being 5'6" yesterday? Like, what happened?
Man, like 2-3 days ago, I don't even know how it started. I woke up, like, I think it was like Monday morning. I had like 100 mentions about me being 5'6" in my mentions.
Why?
I was like, what the fuck happened? I didn't know. I had DMs and everything. I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I 5'6"?
They made us stand side by side yesterday, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. I was a midget, bro, for like 2 days. I'm glad we had a live event to kind of like squat the room, bro.
Oh, Lord.
They probably thought I was some little angry little short troll, bro. Like, that's why he's so angry. 5'6".
So I think that maybe the Copeland commit was the best moment of, well, besides the Crowder cocktail, but was the Copeland us all gathered around the TV to watch the Copeland moment?
Yeah, that's probably the most lit moment.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest moment and my favorite moment was that Crowder cocktail.
Our live show went good too, way better than I expected.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was looking back at the screen and shit. I was pretty tipsy. I was pretty intoxicated.
It was like 1:15 in the afternoon, too.
Yeah. Hey, man, we started missing. I had to start drinking, baby.
When I got there, boy, you were in total damage control when I walked up. I'm like, what's wrong? You're like, man, I got to think of this. I got to think of some spin right now. You were definitely preoccupied when I walked in at like 12:30.
No, I was trying to make sure Cope and Langham is in at that point. I was texting everybody named Mama, man. Like, what the fuck going on?
Oh, man. I love how Kev shows up and doesn't have any Miami gear on whatsoever. He's a Miami guy and wears a Miami Marlins hat and some low-class t-shirt and has no Canes gear on.
I didn't know we had to wear.
Why wouldn't you think that?
Well, the big free roll up, Kev.
No, Berg didn't wear no. I mean,
well, I came from Armwood High School. I had my 24/7 shirt on. I don't wear right, FSU but, stuff to yeah, kids. But, commit. Try to keep yeah, but, it a little professional.
Yeah, but here's the shit, bro. Like, if you know me, you know who I like. I don't gotta wear the shit that says it. I got a Miami tattoo on my back, man. So I didn't have to wear shirts all the time.
And the other funny part, you know what? The other funny part was like, whenever Kev like went to the bathroom or anything, the whole event would be like, "Where's Kev? Oh, Kev's on an adventure. Kev's on an adventure," and he's really just like in the bathroom.
Yeah,
like,
see,
Kev can't go step outside and take a phone call without everybody freaking out that he's gone, dead.
Right.
You've earned that reputation.
Right, that's
what's your rep, bro? What's your rep?
No, but that's just what y'all have created.
We created this shit? How do we create this shit? We create the adventures.
Hey, how about my boy with the FSU shirt on that was chilling with us late? That
and he hit me up on Facebook today.
That has never listened to the podcast. But he was at our event.
He was cool as fuck.
He'd be perfect for the podcast. We got to get him to call in.
Caller.
Yo.
Big three roll up. What up?
Hey, what's going on, General? Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Jim Ryan in the house, baby.
What's up? Oh, what's up? How you doing?
What's
going on?
What is?
John Drummond.
It's Jim Ryan, man.
What's going on, girl?
What's up, man? I just wanted to call in, man, and I had to get a shout out for everybody.
So who the big
I wish I would have made the big three rollout of Silent Day, man, but y'all was in Cracker Town, so I couldn't go out there, man. My tires ain't right.
Get your feet up.
My tires ain't right, baby.
Now hey, we're not saying you love black people out there, bro.
Hey, I got to get a shout out, man. I know the teachers and the handlers ain't sending the love, man. But yesterday was day, you know, for all the handlers that took care of the kids, kept them out of trouble, you know, turned those Z's and L's to A's.
All right.
Made sure the kid got from A to Z, you know, took care of moms and all those good things, you know.
Cover this is my thing, Drummond.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know. Where do I apply to be a handler? Like, where do you go to that? Like, how do I send my application in?
Oh, man, well, shoot, man. It's a new application now, man. It's called 707. I'm proud of being a 707 coach, man. That seems to be the place where they got new sign-ups, man. So, you know, if you want to sign up, I mean, that's the place to go, man. Get your little logo on the T-shirt, man, and there you go, baby.
All right, me and TJ going to start one.
Hey. You're in the building.
So that's how it goes, man.
That's how it goes.
Who the big fish in the handler world today, in handler world for 2019? Who the big
rank the top three handlers in the game right now, Drum.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not privy to get information out, man.
Berg said you top three, and you're not two or three.
Oh, no, man. I'm just a mentor, bro. I just, you know, give from my heart, man. And
what's the difference between a mentor and a handler? Man. What's the difference between a mentor and a handler? Just so I can clarify this.
Well, a handler is the guy that you go through. So if you got to get anything happening for an individual, he that person you see first. Like, you can't touch the individual unless you touch that guy. So that's a handler.
Oh,
a mentor is a person that you could contact to kind of help assist or to get more clarification about something, but you don't have to actually go through them for anything. They're just there for, you know, a spot check or an assist.
Okay. So who's an up-and-comer that I need to keep an eye on? Like, you know, somebody new in the game.
Man, new in the game. Shoot, those guys from Atlanta.
Okay.
Those were some good guys that did those guys up in Orlando.
those guys. I know who you're talking about. That's the funny part.
But from my perspective, I got to know those guys because that's how I get the insider heat on where these kids are.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Get your shout out in.
Oh no, I know y'all. We be trolling my boys from FSU, but those my dudes, man. So I'm letting everybody know now. If you're on Twitter, you know, sooner or later, man, I'm gonna wake up one day, I'm gonna start acting, y'all guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Because them boys up there, they made it happen, turned it around. Yes, FSU will be some. You know, I love Miami, dog, but hey, I'm gonna always go with my boys before anything else.
We know. So there's a lot of concern.
Flipping commits right now. You about to commit? What's going on, bro? You 100% the Florida State?
Hey, man. I don't commit to nobody, man. It is what it is.
All right, man. Hey, Drum, I'll see you at the next 7-on-7.
Yes, sir, man. You guys coming down for any of those Owls, Nike openings?
I'm coming out for everything. No homo.
For sure. All right, man. Let's try something down here. Pause off, man.
All right. Will do. All right. See you, Drum.
Appreciate it.
See you.
All right, Drum. Hold it down, dog. My dog, Drum.
The goat handler. Or mentor. Goat. Sorry.
Handler sounds
He ain't two or three.
Handler sounds like it's got like a negative connotation to it.
It sounds like a slur.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be calling me the H word, bitch.
With the ER.
Yeah. Remember last night? I had to get Kev home before he started dropping it with the ER.
It's fucking.
Oh, shit, yeah. You said that shit yesterday.
I forgot what I was going to say, though.
All right, let's wrap it up, man. Let's wrap it up. That was fun. I can't.
Hey, next year's gonna be big and better, man. We're gonna try to get that shit crazy. Get some folks out.
What do you think of the venue? Do you think we should have? I think we should have it back there again. I like the inside outside vibe, the whole thing. I think we should have it back there.
It's right next to some good food spots. I mean, you go outside, downtown feel. Yeah, I like that shit, bro. We ain't switching that shit, man.
Yeah,
I said this is what we should do. If we do two, we could do an early signing day, maybe down South Florida. And then the regular signing day up in St. Pete.
Right. I kind of like the regular signing day just because it's more chill. Like the early signing period for me, I'm going to have to work a lot more with all the kids signing early. So, but yeah, we'll figure it out. But we'll definitely do it again next year. It was a great time. Those that came out, I don't think anybody left and said they did not have a good time. We know the whole damn town knows that Annie had a good time.
She turned that bitch up, dog. I had to start turning down shots. Some people turned down shots. Kev had like four at one time. I was like, what you doing, bro?
I kept putting them under the table.
Yeah, he did. I saw that. Somebody turned a shot down. Kev goes, come here. And he takes the shot and he just slowly kind of puts it to the side like, I'm saving this for later.
Yeah. I'm like, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all, boys.
Yeah, we got you, dog.
I ain't no shit, bro.
I got a family in the crock pot, bro.
I learned that Kev slept 12 hours on my couch and still says he needs more sleep.
Motherfucker died on your couch, bro.
Oh, man. So I wake up. So I wake up at 7:30 and I had some work to do, and I was going to go to the coffee shop right around the corner, and I was just like, hey, I'm going to go get some coffee. I don't know if you want some or what. And Kev goes, hey, man, I don't really get to sleep this much, so, hey, I'm going to sleep for a couple more hours. And then you're here, but if not, I'm just going to go. I was gone for like 2 hours. I come back. He slept for another 2 hours. And then I'm like, you want to go to lunch? He's like, yeah, I think I need that.
Yeah, and then I needed to go back to bed after that shit, to be honest with you. But I got in the car and started driving home.
Still drunk.
That shit sucks. Yeah,
man, I got the ride. I was drunk on the ride home. By the time I got home, I was done and sober, man. Wife drove. So I got to chill, hit the vape pen, and just vibe all the way home, man. Get my spins together. You know what I'm saying?
That was cool that your wife came and put up with our bullshit.
Yeah, man. She think y'all cool and shit, dog. She always like hanging
around. I don't know where she gets that from.
Yeah. I appreciate that shit, though, dog.
I mean, she's right. Hey,
shout out to Jodak. He made the drive. Jodak.
My dog.
Edit guy.
He's fresh as fuck. Has all his little true legend. Hey, if you haven't seen the live stream, you want to go back and check it. It was pretty funny, man. Good shit, man. Y'all go on Facebook. It's a better stream on Facebook than Twitter. Show some love, man. Share this shit. Tell your friends, family. We're getting people that's not on Twitter and shit, and that's dope.
And next week, we'll get back to doing our regular shows. We'll probably have a guest on. I think we're going to have Javier Arenas. Back on. He called me today, and we chopped it up for a little bit. And because I didn't know, like, he's an analyst for Alabama. I didn't know if he was allowed. I was like, hey, can you come back on the pod? And he was like, yeah, he's like, he wants to talk more X's and O's. He wants to talk about his coaching philosophy, and he's just so passionate. So it'll be fun. We'll have him on.
I need to be friends with all these dudes, man. My son get old enough, man. They got to give me free fucking football lessons and shit.
Yeah, but this analyst, is he sure he can come on the podcast? Or he don't really give a shit what Saban thinks. Remember?
We'll talk about it. He told Saban that he was going to come in and do things at his own pace. And I think for the most part, he was only going in there like once or twice a week. And then toward the end of the season, he started going in there a lot more. He told me all about Jeremy Pruitt and what a great coach he's going to be at Tennessee. He got to see all these guys work and how they do it. So it'll be interesting. We'll get him on. We'll go over it all. And see you guys next week.
Hey, quick question, Bird, before we get off here. Since me and Sean King boys now, like, my son got, like, a committable offer there while he's still, like, right now, right? USL.
Yeah,
sure. I know my son 5, but he got a committable offer.
Yeah.
That's a decent first offer.
USF?
Yeah, USF. That's a decent first offer.
All right. You lining up the bag already with Sean?
Yeah, we may give him the last visit just because, you know what I'm saying, he got the first offer, dog.
Out of respect?
Out of respect.
Oh, man. All right, boys. It was fun.
All right, man. Hold it down, baby. We out here.
We are out here.
We are out here for sure.